escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Eagles practice in an hour, but that obviously is not the most important practice of the day, because later tonight, you got one more session in and train for tennis. John, I'm going to give you the chance right now.
Why would you? You're not training tonight.
Yeah, I'm playing tonight. Yeah. John, one more crack at it before tennis tomorrow. Are you rooting for me in tennis?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, that's the first. That's the first time you've at least.
Probably not, okay. But. I have to see. I guess, again, going back to the idea that this was all set up.
I wish you a congratulations. Mayor Jack Fritz when you announced your engagement.
True.
Has he texted yet? He's probably heard about it, and he hasn't texted
you. Okay. Yeah, you're right. He's probably ignoring
you could use
that
as the out. Get off Team Fritz and get on Team Hammer.
Well, no, I'm not going to hold that against him. I do think that he's probably – better at tennis than anyone thinks.
He certainly could be. I mean, we just don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
No clue.
My whole focus when this started was you are biting off more than you can chew. Like, I believed that with my soul. Like, you're an older man.
Will you be impressed if I beat him in tennis?
He's 31. Yeah, absolutely.
Because of what you're saying. Like, you thought he was going to win all five.
I will be very impressed. Okay. I can't believe that he, like, fizzled out in golf. Yeah. I don't know that that's an accurate depiction of how good he is at golf, but you beat him. That's what goes down in history.
Thank you. That's
what matters.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, kudos to you on that. I just can't imagine for a tennis, even though it's just one set.
Yeah. Well, one set will give you an indication. Like, part of the thing when we formed this, you know, a while back, we kicked around the idea of playing a best of three. But here's the deal. If you're closely matched, then a best of three could be really cool. But if you're not closely matched, a second set is redundant. I mean, if one person is really significantly better than the other, and who knows? Like, we'll find out.
We just have no idea.
But
we'll
know immediately.
But why make everybody sit? Rhea, I think we're going to know pretty quick.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Right? And that's why the second set felt unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine.
And if we're close,
Joe,
and it's a good one set, then it's a great one set. I'm sorry, Jack.
If you are, you got an injection.
Yeah.
That seems like lateral movement would be very difficult. Mm-hmm. I absolutely think that factors in, and I don't know how it can't. And it'll probably get worse. I mean, I'm just being
honest. No, I understand.
Honest.
I understand.
So it. I mean, I hate to say that will be a limiting factor to some degree.
I don't disagree.
You have to return when he hits the ball,
assuming
he gets it in.
Look, he's probably going to try to run me side to side.
If he can get it in.
If he can get it in.
You might have problems.
I totally agree. Yeah, he's going to try to run me side to side if he can get it in.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Go ahead, John. You have one more thing.
Look, it feels like there's a recurrent theme here. Pitching, it was like, well, if he can throw a strike.
Right.
Tennis, if he can keep it within the lines, I think you will have problems. He was able to throw a strike.
No, he was.
That was his sport.
No question.
No.
No,
I don't have any idea. I can't imagine. I think tennis is much more difficult if you haven't played it.
I agree
to
that.
Just go out there and be able to keep it in the line. So
it reminds
he
me
has
of
that working.
It reminds me
him.
Of golf that way. It's really hard to play golf for the first time and shoot under 100. Like that's really hard to do.
Ooh,
and I would
imagine.
Think tennis has got a similar, not quite to the same degree,
hard learning curve.
But if you're just picking up a racket 5 days ago, I don't know how much you can do in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to anyway. We hope to see you out there noon tomorrow at FDR Park. Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, sir?
Fantastic. All right, Dennis, give me a trivia question. I haven't had one from you in a while. Come on, let's go. Make it a good one.
Who was the oldest player to play a Major League Baseball game, and how old was he?
I don't think it's Satchel Paige when he was in his mid-50s. I think it's going to be, and we were discussing this the other day, the guy that kept getting signed, was it Minnie Minosa? I'll guess Minnie Minosa.
Yeah. Nope, it was actually Satchel Paige. He was also the youngest rookie in Major League Baseball. I think he was 42 or 43, something like that.
The oldest rookie, I mean. Yeah, the oldest. Yeah.
Oldest rookie and the oldest player.
So he came back, I think, when he was 55, and I believe pitched 3 innings with Cleveland.
Wow.
And shutout innings.
I think it was more like 58 or 59. Jimmy can check on that, but I think it was 58 or 59. Pretty impressive.
It's incredible, man.
Hey, by the way, before I get to my Phillies point, I would want a dome stadium that's retractable because, you know, I've been over there when it's been below zero. It's not a lot of fun. So I would go for a dome retractable and use it only if it's a downpour, winds over 30, or a snow or ice storm. Otherwise, you play open.
Do you leave it open and allow the snow to accumulate?
No.
It's an interesting question, John. Like Saturday night before the Eagles Falcons play a championship game 2 decades.
That was wild.
Is there a rule against that?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I think, man, if we could have that roof for our use, like we get to dictate when we use it and when we don't, that's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, John, congrats, my man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
I got a Harper versus Schwarber information.
Sure.
Over the last 3.5 years, not counting the last couple of days, because I did this on Friday, Harper and versus Schwarber as a slugger, our home runs over those 3.5 years, Harper has 82. How many do you think Schwarber has?
Well, we heard it the other day because they have this. At one point this weekend, they had the same number of homers in their tenure, and Bryce has played two or three extra years. Yeah.
In the last 3.5 years, when they were both Phillies, Harper had 82. Schwarber has 163 as a Philly.
That's incredible.
Wow. Holy cow.
And then RBIs, you ready for this one? Harper has 265 in the last 3.5 years. Schwarber has 376.
Wow.
So I think our real slugger in the last 3.5 years has been Schwarber.
He has been. I mean, look, the Bryce injuries are a factor. So, but that's fascinating, man.
Yeah. And Harper is a much better all-around player. There's no question about that. His batting average is starting to slip. He's going to retire. He's got 6 more years after this as a Philly. He's going to wind up somewhere between 270 and 275 with a batting average.
Yeah, not bad, but not, you know.
Not
quite what you'd want it to be. All right, Dennis, fascinating call. Give me an aunt or an uncle. Who do you have?
Well, I picked two that already been picked, so I'm going to go with Uncle Jeb from the Beverly Hillbillies.
You got it, man. Dennis, appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Rick right now. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Morning. So, quick trade for the Phillies, probably mentioned already. Does it make sense, since he can play out center field and shortstop, and since batting average is kind of like going south with pitchers, wins, and home runs and RBIs is what matters, to go after Cruz from Pittsburgh?
Real quick, before we address that, didn't he say Beverly Hillbillies? He meant Dukes of Hazzard, right? He said Uncle Jesse from the Beverly Hillbillies, but I think he meant Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't know. Was there an Uncle Jesse on the Beverly Hillbillies?
I thought he said Uncle Jeb. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Jeb.
He said Jeb.
Oh, I thought he said Uncle Jesse. All right. My fault. Uncle Jeb. Okay. Sorry.
I'm so
sorry if anyone was going to say Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. All right, Rick, I'm sorry. Who are you asking about?
You're doing that on my dime? No, I'm kidding. You know I love you.
Listen, my ears don't always work. You know, I was really trying to just, you know, clarify.
I'm teasing.
I know.
Cruz can play shortstop and center field, And you never know what's going to happen with Turner. And we know we have to up center field. And home runs and RBIs is much more important now than batting average and pitching wins. Why not try to go after Cruz from Pittsburgh?
I like him a lot. Seems like not a lot of people do. He was an all-star. I wonder how legit that is. Was he the you-must-send-someone guy for the Pirates?
Well, he can't have been because Skeens made it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. So he made it of his own merit. He is gigantic. He's incredibly fast for that size.
Of course.
I find him fascinating to watch, and he can hit home runs. I think he'd be incredibly pricey. But that is the kind of deal I'd love. I certainly would love. I just don't know that O'Neill Cruz is the right fit.
And Rick, on the Trey Turner front, I really don't expect him to go to center field anytime too soon. I'd be surprised if it's in the next two years.
And O'Neill Cruz has not been good this year. He's banged .217. Just to throw that out there.
Well, that's a concern.
The .217 nowadays pales in comparison if they have 17 home runs, 54 RBIs. Yeah.
He's got a Turner 741 OPS.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you know that? Do you know that Turner has as many RBIs as Stott? Look it up. It's crazy. Anyway,
wow.
Yeah.
To be fair, the 8 and 9 hole hitters for the Phillies stink.
Are not getting one. Yep.
No, so Rojas ain't exactly lighting up not on second base too often for Trey Turner to drive him in.
That's my point as well. So back to the Eagles, I said this the last couple of years, Philadelphia, most teams, they usually don't return 4 of their 5 offensive linemen. And, John, you all know how important the O-line is to any football team. That's where everything starts.
Sure.
But I harp on this. They have close to 1,800 pounds. They make the hogs look small. They're close to 1,800 pounds of 4 All-Pro players. With their skilled position players with Jalen, and almost by accident, how do you not have a fantastic year this year unless they get decimated?
Let me tell you something that's really interesting you bring that up. I had dinner with Sal Palantonio last night, and he brought a similar point up. He referenced how obviously defensive players are getting smaller and smaller. DNs, linebackers, we know that. And he thinks the Eagles over the last X number of years have very, very purposefully beefed up with the biggest offensive line to try to just maul the trend that was happening in pro football with small defenders. He thinks it was incredibly intentional that they did what they did. And it's a big part of the success they've had. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
And let's not forget, I'll give you my answer in a second.
It for years.
Yeah, you were saying it about 6 or 7 years ago, John, that opportunity would be there.
Zags,
but not every team has these big linemen. I mean, all right, Rick, I got to move, my man. Give me an aunt or an uncle.
Yeah, and let's not forget, 3 of them could be Hall of Famers, too. I have to go with the food groups, and I have 3 if I have to have a go-to switch answer. Was Aunt Jemima said?
Yes.
Was Uncle Ben said?
No, you got Uncle Ben. Another classic for sure. Sure is Champ Camp, and it is driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. We're so happy to be in a beautiful RV that they have provided as we watch over the Eagles fields, which will be very crowded in about 40 minutes when the Eagles practice. Forest River RV, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. All right, Nick Sirianni's press conference, that's coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll be all ears, and you can hear it live as it happens in a little under 20 minutes. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Matter of fact, questions. We got 2 of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, John, first poll question. After Thursday's trade deadline, do you think we will be happy with what the Phillies did? Yes or no? How did people vote, John?
No is, it feels like 95% likely the answer. Everyone's screaming from inside.
I hope the Phillies don't make a trade to combat people's frustration.
I think they need to make a couple trades because this is the time that this team has its best opportunity. I think people are really mad.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
And that's going to be reflected in this. So, man, overwhelmingly against.
79% say we will not be happy with what they
did.
That's such a shame.
Take that for what it's worth. All right, other poll question. Man. Who's going to win tennis tomorrow, me or Jack?
I'm going to say it's close to 50-50, but you win, so 55% say you.
57% of people still doubt me.
Wow.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Doubt away. Do all your little doubt. Get your doubting out of the way now.
Oh, you're taking them down tomorrow.
I hope so.
No doubt.
I hope so. All right, let's talk to Mr. Ruben Amaro calling in right now. We're going to have Rube with us for 3 hours tomorrow, but he's calling in with the big announcement today. Not his big announcement, John's big announcement. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, and I cannot be more thrilled for John Ritchie today.
Thanks, Alicia, Ruben.
I got to tell you, from where you started when I first started working with you to where you are now, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the hair, the beard, the whole thing, the whole, like, you know, the whole. Hey, yeah. Dude, I'm so happy for you guys. Great.
Thanks,
people,
Rube.
Great couple. What a nice union. And I'll take a tiny bit of credit for it.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Just a tiny, itty-bitty bit of credit for it, because I think I did try to play matchmaker for a little bit. And,
I think so,
guys,
too.
You guys made it happen.
Yes. Once upon a time, Ruben told me, hey, maybe you should try to talk to Alicia. She's over there at CBS. You're working over there at CBS. And I went and asked all about her, and I was told that she was not on the market.
Ruben, was it your idea? So that was further back. It didn't get off the ground at that point. But
no.
John, did she first come on your radar via Ruben saying, this is someone I think you should be interested in?
Yeah. I think so.
Wow, Ruben, that's big, man. That's big.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's a great thing. Great people,
it's
good people.
Amazing.
They got together. It's so nice that things worked out, and I wish you guys the best. All the love for you guys.
Well, thank you, Ruben, and you really did. You put me...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
On the right track. That's I thank you very much.
All right, brother. Well, enjoy. I'll get a chance to see you tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you.
You got it, Rube. Awesome. Stay well. Thanks, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Ruben Amaro Jr. All right, let's talk to Will. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Great, Will.
Oh, man, listen, man. This is what I need to see more from the Phillies, right? Like I said, and I've been saying it, I think the manager needs to get more involved. I think as far as the base coaches, they need to do more of filling the bases, man. Work the pitchers, man. Because when we, and I've seen in games, when we work the pitchers and we get them steals, that's what help us win the games, man. They got to incorporate that more in the game. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I don't even know what the numbers are, Will, but I feel like they've done a decent job this year of trying to be aggressive on the base paths. I mean, for one thing, they don't have many classic base runners. So a guy like Stott, who's not a classic base runner, but someone who I think last year probably had about 30 stolen bases, he doesn't get on as much as he used to. So you're limited there. I mean, Trey's your main threat, obviously. Rojas does not get on enough to run. So, you know, you don't really want Bryce running too much at this stage of his career. Not that he's exceptional at it either. I mean, you're really kind of talking about one guy. You're talking about Trey Turner, right? I mean, am I missing?
No.
JT doesn't run the way he used to, although he's above average for a catcher. But, you know, you don't. He's not going to run a ton. So I think they're kind of limited in what they can do, frankly. I think they're doing the best they can with what they have is what I would say.
Like, and about Amundo Sosa, too, man, because he's a good, you know, runner and a good hitter.
He's all right.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, I'd rather see Sosa trying to steal second than Kyle
Schwarber.
Agree. But, you know, he's not high on the list.
No, he's really not.
I totally agree, man. But and with the Eagles, right, well, I want to say real quick, the Eagles got a young, hungry defense, right? And what I keep saying, man, is know your players and put the right play call in there. And as far as the offense also, man, what I'm really worried about is the play calling. If they got the good play calling in, man, and I know Jalen is going to execute. And like
Jalen does a lot at the line of scrimmage on his own based on, you know, what he's seeing out there. But, all right, Will, give me a great aunt or uncle.
All right, real quick. And what I want to see is a little bit more split back because of A.J. Dillon. Let's work it, man.
I'll be shocked if they do. All right, Will, an aunt or an uncle, who do you have?
Okay, I'm going to go with a big answer, man. How about the guy we pay taxes to, Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. How about Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck's been said. You got one more.
Okay. How about...
3, 2, 1...
Uncle Phil.
Has already been said. You know what he could have said? They could have just won him. Maybe just cry uncle.
I was thinking of that as
that
you were saying
could win.
It.
That could have won.
Well, not anymore.
That's an unbelievable answer.
It could have won. He didn't say it. All right, from the NovaCare Complex, Eagles training camp. They got another practice in about a half an hour, and it's Champ Camp. They don't call it that, but we certainly call it that. It's brought to us by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Nick Sirianni with his latest press conference. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. As soon as he steps to the podium, we will bring you that press conference here on WIP. Of course, you want to, you know, hear the latest on things like Jahad Campbell, Cooper DeJean, which position he'll play, how the safeties are looking, because, you know, that could play a part in whether the Eagles look to sign or trade for one. You may get the first question today, training camp, on when, you know, will the starters play in the preseason games? So there's all of that sort of stuff, and we'll see what Sirianni has to say coming up in the next couple of minutes. By the way, no time's yours today because of the Sirianni press conference. We won't do time's yours, but we'll tell you when we do it. We love having time's yours. Of course, always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. All right, back to the phones we go while we await Sirianni. Let's talk to Jake right now. Jake, good morning.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great,
first
Jake.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
I want to touch in on two things real quick. I know we got to be quick.
No, you got some time. Go ahead, man.
All right. So, first thing with the Phillies, we all agree we got about, 2 years left as World Series?
I don't agree with that. I would say this. The current group of hitters has about 2 years left in mass. Now, that doesn't mean Bryce. But this group of hitters has about 2 years left. You hope that you reinvent yourself right. with a great starting pitching that leads the way and acquire new hitters in time. So that's to be determined.
So my view is I'm doing whatever it has to take. Prospects are poker chips. We've seen it before. Don Brown, Mickey Moniak, you can go on. In a dream world, I'm on the phone with the Athletics right now. Give me Rooker, Miller. You can take whoever you want. Anybody you want. And you can even attach Brandon Marsh as just a consolation prize. I'll pay for his plane ticket to get out of here.
Yeah, he's got probably no value. Look, Jake, you get my point, though, that while I get your point, poker chips, the whole deal can be nothing. It can be Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Cole Hamels. You know that, right?
This is very true. It's very true. But anything can happen.
Yeah, no, right. I mean, I'm just saying that's the yin and the yang to the situation. And to your point, Jake, I would say most prospects, at least from my perspective as a Phillies fan over now 40-some years, most prospects do not amount to what you want them to amount to. Because while you talk about Don Brown, I can go back about a half a generation before that, the Marlon Byrd, Desi Relaford thing did not work out. Who else was that group? I mean, Leiby was pretty good.
Wes Chamberlain, remember that?
Well, Wes was, he was from Pittsburgh, actually. It wasn't even their own guy. That was further back.
But he was a big prospect.
He was a very big prospect. Most do not become, I mean, even that Darren Ruff guy, I guess that was about 8 to 10 years ago.
Tommy Joseph was another.
Tommy Joseph. Bobby Estalea.
You see it time and time again.
Yes, you do see more often than not. It's pretty flat, for sure. Yeah, that's true.
And then if I could touch in on the dome situation.
Sure.
So I'm a little conflicted. I'm a contractor. I work there. I'm at every game, every concert, everything. I would love a dome to be comfortable and work. It's going to bring more revenue in with this. You know, you can do Super Bowls, NCAA tournaments. You know, the whole nine yards. But on the other hand, ain't nothing like beating the Giants in a snow game, 35-0.
Right. That's right, man. All right, Jake, give me an aunt or an uncle. There's still some big answers available. Who do you have?
So you almost kind of stole it, so I don't know if I could do it, but I don't think it was the right one. I want to go Uncle Jesse, Full Health.
Was said or was not said, James?
What was it?
You
Uncle
said
Jesse,
it.
Full Health. Did one of us say
it?
John said it.
You said it, okay.
John said it.
Okay.
No,
he said Ann.
Yeah,
Auntie Ann.
No, but I mean, he just said it.
Uncle Jesse from Dukes of.
No, you okay, Jake? We're giving you Uncle Jesse from Full House. Okay.
I thought it was said earlier in the show, though. I thought someone said paired it with Aunt.
I
Becky,
thought someone
Uncle
did
Jesse.
Too. I know they did Uncle did. Joey too, though. I wasn't sure.
I think Uncle Jesse was referenced, but not given as an answer.
Referenced, but they said Joey.
Yeah,
and yeah, so Jesse was available from Full House.
All right, so some of the big answers.
That's a great answer, too.
It is a great answer. So we got Uncle Sam. We got Uncle Phil. We've got Uncle Ben. We've got Aunt B. We've got Charlie Manuel, Uncle Charlie. We got Joey, Uncle Joey. Junior Soprano could be the winning answer. Uncle June is huge. Uncle Rico is a big answer. Uncle Jesse is a big answer. All right, so we got some big ones.
I'm a little bit disappointed as you read through those names, Joe, because I'm looking out at the players as they take the practice field, and it looks like a Shells practice. So what we were thinking was a padded practice, a hitting practice. It is a hitting practice, but it's going to be thud. And thud meaning you just go up and you play patty cake, essentially, with the guy that you're, blocking. Because they're not going to take guys to the ground. They're not going to have scrimmage situations where they tackle guys in shorts.
Did Bill Romanowski play by the rules in a thud practice, John?
No, never. Never. Bill had his wrists taped, even at practice, like they were casts. And they were from his knuckles all the way to his elbows, And those things were weapons.
Is he the most intense player you ever played with?
Yes.
Like, for real?
There's no question.
Like, I mean, Brian Dawkins and everyone else. You think Romanowski was the single most intense?
I was so... Yes. I played against him for, like, twice a year for, like, 4 years when he was in Denver and I was in Oakland.
Yep.
And for the first 6 months he was there, he became an Oakland Raider. For the first 6 months, we were together, I don't know, at least 3 days a week for hours, and he did not speak to me.
Wow.
Like, we were sort of like enemies on the field.
Sure.
I did not think it was going to translate to the weight room when we were on the same team.
Wow.
But I was like kind of just afraid to even like try to interact because I didn't know if he hated me. I didn't know what was going to come of that. But then after like 6 months, he was like, hey, hey, John, you got a good doctor? My doc's in town. Why don't you talk to him?
That's great.
She's like, yeah, sure. Sounds good, Bill.
I bet you there are a lot of even older Eagles fans that forget he played for the Eagles for like a year or two.
Oh, my gosh.
He was solid. He was a solid Eagle. But, I mean, you think of him more with the 49ers and
he
then
really
the Raiders eventually.
He was
winning titles with the 49ers.
Yeah, won a couple Super Bowls he won at least one with the 49ers. Then he won a couple with Denver.
He won with Denver also.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He had a lot of success in the league, man.
He probably won three or four.
I think he won at least three.
Yeah, well, he definitely won at least three. James Sirianni, what do you want to hear asked to the Eagles head coach today? I mean, he's not going to answer about whether guys are going to play in the preseason. Preseason game's next week, right? Is it as soon as next week?
Yeah, I think it is next week, yeah.
That's unbelievable. What do you want to hear Sirianni address today?
There's nothing like there's no like clear obvious question for Nick, I don't think. I guess I would just the stuff about John Campbell, how Campbell's looked in his mind, how ready to contribute fully he is probably the most interesting thing.
I'll give you something. It's certainly not going to be asked to Sirianni, but it's rattling through my mind. I wonder if the Eagles would be interested in Kyle Pitts, who does not sound happy at all with the Falcons. And, you know, you don't know how long Goddard's going to be here.
Mm.
And, you know, now Kyle Pitts is more, I think, in the pass-catching variety than the classic tight end blocker.
He's been so underutilized.
Well, he's had no quarterback.
Oh, just terrible.
He's the fourth pick in the draft. He's had no quarterback. All right, let's listen to Nick Sirianni. Here he is.
Yeah, Jalen just is a guy that continues to improve. You know, I think that's just how he's built. It's in his DNA to get better and to use, you know, the good things that he does and get better from him and use the bad thing, you know, any mistake that he has to get better. That's what I always admire about him. I think he, you know, just improves in every way. That's a great thing for your leader to have because that's all your goal is just to continue to get better, particularly through a season. I think he just does a great job. I think he's continuing to do a good job of going through his progressions and getting to the right guy with the football and getting to his third, fourth reads. You know, as you see, the ball doesn't hit the ground very often in practice, and that's the way you want to see it.
Talking to the players the last few days, it's clear the message of focusing on next year has gotten through. When you were deciding on that message, why did you decide to look forward instead of saying, you know what, we're going to defend our title, we are the defending Super Bowl champions?
Yeah.
What was it about going forward?
Yeah, I think that, you know, nothing that you do in the past, now you can look back at your past experiences and learn from them, but no one, like, this isn't boxing where it's like you're the champ until someone takes your belt away. No, this is football. Everyone starts off 0-0. And I think two mistakes that you could make is, you know, resting on your laurels or looking too far ahead, right? Thinking too much about the past, or looking too far ahead. I mean, that's been our mindset since day one has been, be where your feet are, be focused on that, because nothing that we did is going to influence anything that we want to do in the future. So it is about the daily work, regardless if you're coming off of, you know, a 9-8 season, a 14-3 season, an 11-6 season, or a 14-3 season. It's the work that you put in that is going to get you ready for the games here. You know, so we don't, again, that's just been our mindset. I don't think anything's changed. I don't think that it's hey, I decided to do this this year with this message. No, this has been the consistent message all the way through, and that's just where our focus is.
In terms of Jalen and how he's operating this offense, remember Kellen's deals, he really wanted to clean.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
About the operation.
I'm sorry, say it.
With the operation and how Jalen operates this offense, what's been kind of the mark of how you and Kevin have kind of approached that with what you're building here?
Yeah, you know, he just goes about, again, it's about going to the right place with the ball. It's about getting everybody on the same page, right? No different than a linebacker on the other side. It runs through. He touches the ball every time, playing with good fundamentals. And, you know, again, everything starts with his communication to the rest of the team. And then, you know, him touching the ball every time, every play, it's critical that he takes care of it. And, you know, as a runner, with the handoffs, and then also as a passer. So I think he's doing a great job of getting to the right place with the football and really running the offense. Again, we're early through it, 3 days through it. And but again, he's just going to continue to get better and better and better, and because that's in his DNA.
Jalen Carter hasn't been able to practice. What can you tell us about?
Yeah, you know, he'll be out there today. So I'm not going to get too much into injuries or anything like that, but he'll be out there today. Looking forward to having him out there today.
Future Makubas, doesn't look like he's practicing. What happened there?
Bob will get you all the injury stuff. Don't have to do injuries right now. Not going to talk too much about that at this particular time. We'll look forward to getting him back out there, but was having a good start to camp. We'll see when he gets back in there.
Tyler Steen has gotten all the reps at first team right guard. Is there a plan to maybe, open up the competition a little more and play anyone else in there?
Yeah, everything's a competition. We're evaluating the twos and the threes as of right now. It's the same way we're evaluating the ones, and we'll see. Tyler's done a nice job so far and has worked in there with the ones through OTAs and as training camp has started right here. And, you know, but got a lot of good pieces there that we feel like there's a good competition going on. And, you know, you guys don't get to see all the walkthroughs and the some of that stuff where you mix and match guys differently. And but feel good about that competition. And Tyler's done a nice job so far.
With a young player like Makubo who misses some time now, what do you need to see from him when he's out on the field?
Yeah, that's, you know, for us, we have to be very creative. Any player that misses practice reps, we have to be very creative in how we, you know, catch them up. There's a lot when you're in training camp. There's a lot of time. Every minute of everyone's day is accounted for, whether it's rest and recovery for the players, whether it's watching tape, you know, in that time where they're resting and recovering, we're watching tape. So we have to be creative with how we do some different things. So that will be, you know, we'll look at walkthroughs as a big opportunity. Extra meetings, extra focus there, extra walkthroughs with whoever we need to do that with. And so, yeah, it's our job just to make sure that anybody who misses time, they recoup those reps somehow, some way, you know, and when they can't do it physically, it's got to be mentally in the film room and walkthrough.
How much is a hot day like today for the ones who got to come about this practice?
Yeah, it's good for us. You know, we're always cautious of trying to keep the players, safe in these conditions. So, you know, that's where their preparation with their hydration and different things like that and their conditioning is going to come into play. But this is good for us to be able to practice in this heat. We're going to play in this heat. You know, everything that we want to do as a football team, as far as how we play with physical toughness, mental toughness, relentless effort, great detail together, it all starts with being in great shape. And so we've done some things that, you know, every day there's a conditioning aspect to it. You know, it just turns it up a little bit as the heat goes. And, you know, we'll monitor as we go. And but this is good for us to be able to play in conditions that we'll play in early in September and in some hot states, you know, as early in the season goes. So we'll use this as an opportunity. You know, all these different things you can look at. We always want to embrace adversity and have that mindset at all times because we know that a season there's going to be ups and downs. So we'll use this as a benefit to help our team get in better shape. And, you know, because, again, like I said, it all starts with being in great shape. If we want to play the way we want to play, it starts first and foremost with being in great shape.
You had some tweaks in practice. You run that little bracket drill where – the defenders underneath and over top. What's behind that and what is it designed for?
Yeah, good question. You know, we were talking about contested catches. Devontae Smith and I were talking about contested catches, and he brought up a drill that they used to do at Alabama, and that was a drill. So, you know, some of our Alabama guys had some old tape of it. Was able to talk to a couple coaches that had done that, and so it started as a contested catch drill that really is a good competitive drill to make an open field tackle, whether it's on the sideline, whether it's an angle tackle out in space. We want to do ordinary better than anybody else, right? So because those are the things that end up winning football games. I think a lot of people can get enthralled by you know, look at this, how this play's drawn up and that play's drawn up, and that's very important. But at the end of the day, whether it's my son's football team, it's a high school team, whether it's a college team, winning football happens with teams that tackle better, the teams that take care of the football better, the teams that block better, the teams that take the football away better, the teams that block destruct better. So we focus on doing the ordinary better. And so we were pretty good in our missed tackles last year, but we wanted to take a even a bigger step. And I think, you know, that drill started off as a thought for contested catch, but also now it's something that we know has helped us, is going to help us become a better tackling team. Again, like I said, all those things are what lead to the spectacular plays that we love and see so much on it. But it's you can't see, like, for instance, Saquon wins the ESPY for best play last year. Well, if you watch that, Jalen gets to his fifth read. That's an ordinary thing. The blocking up front, the double team that's happening on the nose, lane one-on-one blocking on the outside, all those things contribute to that. And so we understand. We just want to do ordinary better, and that's always going to be what wins football games. We also know that when you tackle as good as us, as we did, and take away the football as good as we did, or that other teams are going to prepare for that. So we better be even better at tackling. We better be even better at taking care of the football. We better be even better at taking the football away. So those are the designs of all those different drills that we try to do and try to get better at those things and not say, hey, we were a good tackling team. Do everything the same. No, how do we get better at that? And if I want our team to continuously strive to get better, even when they're on top, like they were last year, then I better be doing the same thing as the coach. Your culture starts with your actions, and they got to see me doing the same things.
We get to see a decrease in the number of carries that Jalen has per game as a runner. Is that sustainable? Jalen Hurts carries the last first 4 years as a starter. He's had this, pretty much the same number of carries per game.
I think this is the same question you ask me every year.
Sustainable as someone enters the 27th year.
And we'll continue to do the things that we need to do to win the games, because I'm sure, and I'm going to say the same thing to whoever asked me that question about Saquon. We'll rest them Monday through Saturday. I mean, I feel like I've answered this question a lot. We'll rest them Monday through Saturday. We'll get them ready for the game. We'll get them ready for practices. Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing? And then we'll do what we need to do to win football games. And we're always cautious of Jalen with the schemes that we run with him to try to keep him as safe as possible. Now, it's still football, and there's still obviously a risk of injury at any time, but we're always thinking, first and foremost, when he carries the football, how do we keep that scheme safe to keep him out of harm's way?
Todd Campbell's case, what dictates when and how often they'll get first team snaps with Zach gone?
Yeah, open competition. We'll see how it goes. We're constantly evaluating everything. Like that tackling drill is an evaluation. The team reps, the individual, the walkthrough. We got the guys working in there right now, but that's fluid and that can always change. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. But everything's being evaluated at all times. And Howie and I talk every single day. And I talk with the coaches every single day. On an off day, we're having staff meetings like everybody else in the NFL to discuss our team. That's a fun part about training camp.
Is it his health right now or his understanding of the?
Yeah, no, it's just where we are right now. And again, that's fluid and that can change. And again, not ready. We have a long time before I have to say, hey, this is who's the starter. We got a lot of great battles going on that are constantly being evaluated.
For you to find a backup center whose name is not Landon Dickerson this camp.
Yeah, I mean, Landon did a phenomenal job last year. He played as our center in the NFC Championship game. One of the biggest games, obviously, of our season, just because it was the next one and that deep into the playoffs. Again, we always look for versatility for our offensive linemen. Can they do different things? And, yeah, again, just looking for these guys to get better. We don't care who the backup is here. We just have to prepare or who the, you know, all those things will play out. We got to do what's best for the team, and the best guys will play. Whether it's, you know, if we had something happen and Landon's the center, we got a lot of confidence in him, and now we're trying to build that with other guys, and we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Thank you, everybody.
There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Not quite a week into camp, but the beginning of the first full week that they'll have, obviously, with this being a Monday and the Birds cranking it up with a practice today. It's been a fun show this this morning, and we now welcome in to steer you through with the midday show the next 4 hours, Mr. Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. Fellas, how are you?
Doing well, Joe. How you doing?
Are you as good as Sean Ritchie, who got engaged?
Well, not quite that good.
I mean, Reconsider.
I told him congratulations, unlike Hugh Douglas. No, that's awesome, John. Congratulations.
No, congratulations, man. I just always wanted to do that. That was a line from International Players Ball by, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, no.
Outcast. But, Hugh, what do you really think? Is John making a mistake, or is this a wise course of action?
I think John – listen.
I mean, let's break it down. Let's be real.
I'm talking to my teammate, a friend of mine who I have known forever. If he's happy, I'm happy for him. Yeah. Because it's – listen.
That's very nice.
It's hard out there, man. It's hard out there, Dave. If you found the one that matches your crazy and you know, makes you feel alive and all this other stuff, go for it, man. I'm still looking for that. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. But okay, still,
I like this.
I'm happy for you, man, because I know, you were steadfast in finding the right one.
Yeah,
and you know, you put your kids first.
Yeah,
which is huge, you know, and to find somebody that understands that and is willing to roll with that, I commend you for that, man. Congratulations to both y'all.
Thank you very much, Hugh. How did you? I really appreciate it. It means a lot. How did you get that giant Rita's?
Because I said, listen here. No, I didn't. No, I said, hey, can I have a big cup? Just all you got to do is ask, man.
I didn't know that
secret
trick. Yeah,
all you got to do, listen.
I've been getting the little Dixie cup size
Ritas, with
like
me
16 of them
today. If you
today.
Just hang with me a little bit long. Oh, yeah, and by the way, if you need a wedding singer, I got you.
Oh.
I'll sing at your wedding.
Oh.
Ooh. That's a good
I
offer.
Might take you up
John,
for,
I think,
for
I think,
free.
I think Hugh's leaving out a part of the Rita story. They're just tired of him going up after every one of our breaks, getting a small cup. Like, so maybe this will hold him.
No, but shout out to the people at the Rita Stand because they know me coming. They see me coming.
Sure.
And they know how I roll.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, biggest storyline so far. It's only been a few practices. Biggest storyline in training camp so far has been what?
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not talking about last year. Doesn't count.
Jahad Campbell then on the field. I mean, they drafted him, Joe. The idea or the thought was he's hurt, right? Or he's behind, right? Because he had shoulder surgery. And I thought it'd be, and Howie even mentioned this, it'd be more like Cooper DeJean last year, where maybe we'd see him the beginning of October. I kind of put that in my head. But he's out there. He's practicing. Now, we'll see with the pads on if he's still out there in the same capacity or they're just trying to get mental rest. But the fact that he might be ready for week one, that's a big story because he's their first-round pick. And really, considering how their offseason in terms of free agency was slow, he's the biggest addition they made to the team. So
guys,
that's the biggest one for me so far.
And today, you know, this is a huge test. It's a shoulder. They've got shoulder pads on. If he is permitted to be, like, doing all the drills and doing all the, like, the full, like, 9-on-7, they'll be doing thud tempo 9-on-7 today as the first team period. If he's out there for 9-on-7 thud, that means they feel very confident in his health.
Yeah, but you know just as well as I do, John. It's the way they practice, and it's no disrespect to them because I think it adds to the longevity of the player.
It sure does.
But it ain't like it used to be when we did. I hate to be the old man in the room talking about, well, back in my day, da 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 da. But you know just as well as I do, it's different.
Yes.
Those first 3 days of training camp were brutal.
How about when training camp itself was 6 weeks long? Or even before, like, at your beginning, way, way back, training camp used to be months and months and months before our time.
Yeah.
But still, it was lengthy. You were sequestered away from your family, which made it all the worse.
Yeah.
And normally, you would be sequestered for at least a month.
Yeah.
It was over a month that you were removed from your home.
They get to go home in, like, what, 3 weeks?
Right.
They get to stay at home now.
Yeah. They're staying at home.
See, we never got a chance to do that. So I say all that to say that it's a good thing in a sense because it allows their bodies to be fresher.
That's so true.
And that the mental aspect of being able to go home and see your family every day.
Yeah.
That's huge, man. And the way that they practice and the way that they play, it kind of shows. It shows that, you know, it's advantageous to do it that way.
All right, we got to put a wrap on coming up with who wins the Phillies tickets for the Friday night game. Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade will be honored Friday night. So, guys, let's let you two, Joe and Hugh, make the call here because, you know, I mean, we make these calls all the time. So we're looking for the best aunt or uncle. We got Uncle Sam, Uncle Ben, Aunt B, Uncle Charlie in honor of Charlie Emanuel, Uncle Joey from Full House, Junior Soprano, Uncle June, Uncle Rico, Uncle Jesse Uncle from Rex. Full House.
Oh, these are Uncle, haymakers.
Uncle Rico is a good one.
We got Uncle Owen from Star Wars.
Did anybody say Uncle Grandpa?
No.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Fester?
We got Uncle Fester was said. We got Aunt Esther was said. We got Uncle Jeb from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Uncle Jesse?
We got
Uncle
Aunt Jemima. Jesse was said. We got a lot here. What are we doing?
Uncle Nerf?
Who?
Uncle Nears?
The liquor.
Joe been working with me too long.
What do you like, Hugh? Aunt Jemima's a good one. I mean, Uncle... Man. Uncle Rico. You said Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico's
I like
good
Uncle
one.
Rico. That's Napoleon Dynamite.
Really yeah. Over Uncle June from The Sopranos? Junior Soprano? Yes.
Didn't you
I mean, listen, it's your vote.
Pick.
Your vote. So Uncle Rico, that's it?
I like Uncle
Let's
Rico.
Let's go Uncle Rico.
All right, Joseph. Wow. Congratulations to the caller, Joe, with the Uncle Rico answer. Who do you got coming on the show today?
We have Jordan Davis and Dallas Goddard today after practice.
Very nice. All right, guys, everyone be listening to Joe and Hugh for the next 4 hours. Hey, tomorrow, game day, me versus Fritz. Hope to see a lot of people out there at FDR Park tomorrow. We'll preview that a little bit more tomorrow. Most people think I'm going to lose. Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll deal with it. I'll see you out there at noon on a court. Let's see what I'll try to impress you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.